This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress is so used to deficit spending that some House members think nothing of bouncing gobs of personal checks. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you love to always pass the buck on the SNL scandal and tell how the nation's $4 trillion debt is eternally somebody else's fault. But a couple of weeks ago, the GAO reported how the encrusted Democrat-controlled Congress is so sloppy and careless in its personal affairs that House members bounced over 8,000 personal checks off the ceiling in 1 year. 24 congressmen arrogantly cashed rubber checks worth more than $1,000 a month. Ted, no wonder the country is so deep in debt and voters disgusted. The guys who should be doing the heavy lifting about the deficit are out there bouncing checks, letting the House bank hold the bag till they get around to making them good. Who are they? Democrats have controlled the House since 1952. Tell your freeloading friends their time is up. The voters will.
Al, you never stop amazing me. At 6'7", I didn't think you could stoop that low to play partisan politics with that scandal. There are no excuses for those bounced checks. The scandal never should have happened. But when it did, it nailed Republicans, too. So your holier-than-thou politics won't wash. One of those high bounces is House Republican Whip Newt Gingrich. So the practice obviously reached into the top Republican leadership. People don't need a Ph.D. in banking to know that bouncing checks is wrong, Al. Some of those who did it had the sense to admit it and pay the penalty they'd be assessed if they used a private bank. There's plenty of egg on Congress's face, Al, but at least we're cleaning it up by shutting down that Rubbergate bank. The Bush administration should do the same with all those con artists who caused the savings and loan mess. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on unemployment benefits and the president's unfair veto. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.